everyone, you know, because Glenn's got his KADUX hub, and that basically ties in your repeater, my repeater, John's repeater, I believe Mr. Moses' repeater over on the east side of Michigan, and it's set up to basically disconnect and reconnect various repeaters to different networks at certain times. But I ran into him last Friday at the IRA potluck, and he said that his machine, for some reason, if it goes over, I think he said, like 21 days of not being, like, rebooted, it just has, like, a breakdown and, like, it disconnects or doesn't connect properly and stuff like that. He's got to set up, like, some kind of an automatic reboot or something like to that effect. So, but I don't think you do, but I just wanted to double check and make sure. Are you okay with me having the net on your machine? You know, because right now, basically, it's basically on Saturday nights. It's just the 220 stuff that's linked to UX's system, and then I link in the local radio club's repeater on 2 meter and 440 here in Grand Rapids. Over to you, Mike. KDADY.
Steve, I have absolutely no problem with that. I don't think I have anything set up on Saturday afternoons. So, yeah, you're more than welcome to set that up to connect to mine. So, yeah, no problem. Yeah, and see, yeah, he's having the same problem as the trustee of the machine, the 220 system in Valparaiso. There's a bug in it, and if it goes so many days, then it just goes nuts. So, yep, there's a problem in a certain version number or something, and that's why I'm afraid to do an upgrade. But, see, I'm using ham VoIP. I'm using the alternative. The other one, what do they call that? Oh, they've got a name for it. Maybe it's called All-Star, but the one I'm using is the other. It's the alternate, and it's the one I downloaded that one off of for the Raspberry Pi. I downloaded that from the hamvoip.org site, and I'm pretty sure you know what I'm referring to.